systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Come on, hell, and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Wednesday, January 27th, 2101. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Beat that beat. Thank you. This is episode 303, Wednesday night show, jamhole.com/live. You can watch this or with the droid on the Ustream viewer app. Slash feedback type shit, 406-204-4687. That's the number to call. If you want to say hi in German, Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
That is so fantastic.
He needs to call in more often.
I listen.
It's either Amham or German Bob.
If he did his show like that in just a goofy English accent, like, is that what we sound like to them?
Are maybe. Do we sound really stupid?
Do we just roll in? We're like, hi, Mr. Smith. How are you doing today?
I don't know. Is that what we... I don't know.
I don't know. That's awesome, though. If his show was in English in that specific accent, oh, my God. That'd be the funniest thing ever. Fucking Germans,
I'd watch and listen. All the time.
So huge, huge news today. What happened? I'm like impulsing and I'm driving around doing my thing and I get all these things online and I'm like, holy shit, just shit's blowing up. You know what it was?
I don't know. What?
You ever heard of a company goes by the name of Apple?
I'm sure Josh from Big Mouth has mentioned it a few times.
So Steve Jobs, wow. He comes out, knocks it out of the park, except right before it went to leave the park, this dude like reached up and grabbed it. You're out. Game over. Total fail, dude. So the iPad, huh?
That's so gay.
Hold on. Is that the name you want to go with? Are you...
iPad,
right? You know what's...
Should have been like the iPatch or like the plate.
I've seen so many tampon jokes. I think I was one of the first to make one. I'll go ahead and accept that right now.
Okay.
And what I was going to say is Steve Jobs is a sick man. Like, this may be his last thing that, you know, the last great thing that comes from the mind of Steve Jobs. I think
his mind is running out.
I think it ran out.
It's not doing too good.
I think he was fucked up.
Let's make a big eye touch.
He was fucked up on whatever pills they give him for whatever thing is ailing him. And I think he was all fucked up one day and he's like, we're going to make an iPod, but we're going to make it bigger. Because everyone's getting bigger. They need bigger iPods for their big fat hands.
See, before it was like, let's make everything tiny.
It's not a tablet, you guys. It's an iPod for fat fuck people. That's what it is.
Pretty and much. Yeah, it's like the jitterbug, but an iTouch. Yay!
It's an iTouch for big fat old people.
Yay.
And it runs on America's most awesome network, right? Hey, AT&T. How many towers does AT&T still have standing? I know they had two in Haiti, and those are gone. Like, do they have any more towers?
Yeah, I don't know.
Galactor says three, so they must have one tower somewhere else that no one knows about.
It's in Florida.
Does anyone's cell phone reach that one tower they have? That's sad, man. You didn't learn the first time, dude, when the 3GS came out. And AT&T was like, oh, our network is fine. Everything will be just fine. Don't tell us how to run our business. We'll take our profits and we'll spend it on hookers and blow. Why should we put money back into our network? Our network's fine. And then everyone got their 3GSs and the whole thing just fucking blew the fuck up. And I'm not talking about the 3GSs. They blew up too, but only a few. But like the network. So they haven't done shit to the network since, I'm sure, right? So now you're going to have more douchebags with a even bigger fucking Apple thing, and it's going to flood the network even more. So what's going to happen with that? No one's going to be able to use it unless it's on Wi-Fi, as long as that Wi-Fi is not hooked up to AT&T.
Right.
And that sucks.
It does suck. And you could, they didn't do anything to it that's different, just besides the fact that it's bigger and it's a little faster.
Yeah, I wish I had a big giant tablet that only ran a little shitty fucking iPhone OS. Gee.
Oh, yeah, because I so want to run one app at a time, right?
Yeah, like, I wish it just, I know, hey.
Didn't Google just come out with something that, like,
that was
you could
like
totally
this,
run a shit ton of apps all at the same time?
This is how you do it.
And now they're going to come out and be like, oh, we're still awesome here. It's the same thing.
It's just bigger.
Right.
It's like you, Steve Jobs went into Photoshop and he, like, Control O opened up his iTouch, and then he took the fucking transform tool, held down shift, right dragged, and made it bigger, and then like save as, upload, we're done. Give me more money.
See, that was the original version of the iPhone until they, or the iPod Touch or whatever.
They're like,
this
is too big. Everything's small now. We need nano and stuff. And now it's like, no, we need something bigger now. Dude, I don't know, man. It's pretty. I'll give you that. It's really pretty. It's like, it, looking at
Jitterpod.
That.
Jitterpod. MDS is Jitterpod.
The Jitterpod, the J-Pod.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, and you know what? I'll tell you something. Maybe this is Steve Jobs in his old age, his dementia kicking in or whatever. But if I'm coming out, if I'm dying and I'm coming out with my latest, greatest, the last awesome thing anyone in Apple will ever see before Google just completely destroys them, I would like do a Google search or whatever search function Apple uses for what I'm naming my shit. If I'm going to name it iPad, which is clever, I'm going to Google it and be like, let's see what else is iPad. And if I would have done that, I would have came to a little Mad TV clip from, oh, I don't know, 05.
Right.
That was called the iPad. And do you know what it was?
A MaxiPad thing.
Mr. Jobs, do you know what Mad TV's iPad was? It's something girls put in their vaginas when they bleed, but it plugs into the Apple.
They download period straight to their laptop. <It's> so
that is so horrible.
I love it. They're all dancing around. You can see the little
thing
in their crotch with the cord.
Brilliant.
God.
So on top of, you're naming something pad. Anytime anyone nowadays, we're all fucking children, purple dongs we can't keep our hands off of, right? And then anytime we hear the word pad, we instantly think maxi. So don't name your device on that. On top of Mad TV putting it in our heads that, like, look, there's something already called the iPad, and it's a maxi pad made by Apple that you shove up your twat. And I Twittered earlier at thejamhole.com/Twitter that I thought was awesome that iTampon was a trending topic,
but
iPad
was not.
Bravo!
I don't think they're going to do very well with sales on that at all. I really don't think so. I mean, there's going to be people like Josh from Big Mouth Podcast. They're going to be like, oh, Apple, you came out with something. I'm going to have to go and buy this now. Thanks.
All the fanboys will buy one, I'm sure. And you know what? If I had some extra cash, I'd buy the base one just to have something to fucking throw around here. It'd be kind of cool to have a little bigger iPod. But to use it, like, it's not creating that niche that they were hoping it would. I don't think. I don't know. What do I know? This
it's
isn't
not
Twit,
like the Droid. You know, when the Droid came out, it was like, holy
personally,
shit.
Personally, I would much rather have a device like that Lenovo pad that has the tablet screen that you can pop out, and it's a tablet. And then you put it in, and it's a full laptop running 7 or whatever. But I want that running Android. The Android OS can be used for so many different applications with touch capability. It's amazing. I would much rather have an Android OS than an iPhone OS on an oversized iTouch.
So if you were given the choice, either having a big iPod Touch or a big Android.
Okay, and see, Galactor makes a good point. Why can't they, or Triptych says, think academic. Would you rather carry 60 pounds of textbooks or an iPad? That's what the Kindle's for with e-ink. you can't read on a normal screen like that. They didn't make the iPad e-ink, so what's the point? It's not a fucking e-reader. An e-reader should be e-ink, right? I mean, right. I don't know. Isn't that why Kindle did it and the other ones are using e-ink? Because no one likes to read on their fucking computer screens? I don't know. Maybe, but... And try holding that thing for, like, I have a tablet here. It's an HP tablet. Granted, it's not 1.5 pounds, but right. still, anything over, like, a few ounces, anything that weighs more than, let's say, the Bible or one encyclopedia, you're not going to want to sit there and, like, read it like this. Plus, it's totally flat. Like, I don't know. It's pretty, but the hype... You hyped it way too much, bro.
Yeah.
And you named it dumb. You fail on the name for sure, dude. And it's not even an OLED screen, which is what it should have been.
It's the same thing as the iTouch.
No, it's a better screen than the iTouch, but it's not as... I don't think it's as good as OLED. OLED is beautiful and... I don't know, man. It ain't that special. I'll tell you that, but... You know, it's cool. It's a dying man's last attempt at greatness. And honestly, his name, it will go down in infamy. He brought us really awesome devices. He set the stage for the Droid and for all these tablets and, you know, what mobile computing should be. So yeah. The Zune HD is a piece of shit. I'm sorry. It can have OLED. It's still a piece of shit,
it's
dude.
Still a Zune.
It doesn't okay. matter. And Red Fox, care. You're the only listener we have on the Zune, so... I don't wanna, you know, make too much fun of it, but
yeah, I don't know. How much do you want to bet tomorrow night? You know what? I'm not even gonna bet. I'm just gonna watch the Big Mouth show tomorrow night. It's just gonna be sweet. It's gonna be great because we're gonna be in the chat room distracting Josh. He's gonna be like, "No, it's great.
What if
you listen to Apple?
You listen to Apple."
The man with the tablet said so.
What if he doesn't? What if he doesn't? What if he pulls a complete 180 and is like, that bullshit. Thing's a piece of shit?
Maybe.
I'd be like, know. That's not Josh. That's an imposter. Take his mask off.
Right? It's Joe.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
She's Crushed. Anyone heard of that movie? You ever heard of She's Crushed?
I heard of it today.
We did an interview a while ago, and I remember the guy we interviewed mentioned it. What was his name? Keith.
Tim? What?
No. Oh. You're a bitch. Tim doesn't come hang out in our chat room. Come on.
It's all right. I don't care.
So we've been waiting, and I don't feel bad. I illegally. This one, I did. Okay, all my other movies, I purchased legally. I might have downloaded illegally, but I told Keith in our interview, I was like, I'll be excited when it comes out, and I can't wait to illegally download it. Which I did. And I wasn't even looking for it. Like,
it just happened to be there. And you're like,
yeah. I expected them to, like, mention it on the show on Keith and the Girl when it comes out or whatever. Like, hey, this movie's out finally. Whoever wanted to see it, you know, it's out.
Yeah.
I haven't heard shit about it. And all of a sudden, I'm looking, you know, through this site, ilovetorrents.com. I think you can get an invite still, maybe.
Maybe.
But yeah, and I saw him, like, it says She's Crushed. I'm like, no shit, is that it? And I look, and I go to IMDb. By the way, Keith, 34% still going down.
Yeah.
Your IMDb.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I don't think he cares.
I didn't look. But, yeah, so we are kind of fans of, like, cheesy horror flicks and, like, Horror Fest and that kind of stuff. And
it was much better than that movie Trunk we watched.
Yeah, we watched this movie Trunk, and the whole movie was a girl in a trunk.
With horribly bad acting.
I thought they were kidding when it was like this film was pretty much filmed in a trunk the whole time. I was like, no way, that can't be. It was. The whole thing, in a trunk, trying to get out and shit.
Pretty much.
The guy was cool, he was kind of creepy, but other than that, you know. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. So, what'd you think about Keith's first movie thing?
I think the acting role they gave to him was perfect.
Perfect.
That was him. I love the first scene we see him in. He's in, was it the office?
It was in the parking lot. He came out to the parking lot to talk to his friend. He's like, something, 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 sucking cock.
Yeah, like right there, first 5 minutes, Keith comes
out.
Not
even 5 minutes, first,
hey,
30 seconds.
I gotta go and make a phone call, but first.
Yeah, some shit.
So it basically goes from like horror flick to like comedy.
Air humping nothing.
Air humping jock.
She has a great ass, so I'm going to go jerk off now.
Yeah, I just get paid. I went to college for this. I get paid to jerk off. Best lines ever. It was so brilliant. Overall, like, we watched the whole thing. It was decent for, you know, what it was.
It was long as fuck, by the way. But...
Nah, it wasn't that long. It was,
I don't know,
kind of
drug on. I was like, just kill the dude, please. Just get it over with. Or, like, kill her, or do something. Stop it. It's like, all right, I've had enough.
And, like, by the way, you got your ass kicked. And I understand that's, like, the story and stuff, but, like, I don't know. It seemed like...
Some chick gave you a lobotomy.
He could have done something. Like, do something, dude.
And taped your friend's picture on your head and fed you throw up.
I know you're cheating all over and shit, but kick her fucking ass or something.
Right?
Like, she was, like, crazy, dude.
This movie didn't portray exactly how large Keith is.
Right,
so.
And Keith dies in the end, so now you guys don't have to watch it. I'm kidding. Everyone knew that. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I liked it. I liked the whole lobotomy thing.
How many stars out of 10?
Two?
No, very entertaining. I enjoyed it. It was good.
I'm going to go jerk off and get a lawyer.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I would love to know, like, that. I don't know. Those chicks.
I didn't understand the dad thing. Like, at first I thought he was her doctor or something.
He was, but also her father.
I know, yeah. And then, like, but why did they throw that in there?
I love that line.
He's like,
he's like, don't get any shit on my dick. I got to go see your mother or something.
Don't get any shit on my dick. I don't have time to take a shower.
That's That's so fucking horrible.
It's like, yeah, I can totally control that, dad.
Good tits. Nice tits, I got to say.
The skinny chick?
No, just in the movie general. No, you don't really see her tits.
Yeah,
the blonde, the stripper, nice tits.
She had small tits too.
So,
it's a little titty movie. I'm just gonna say that. Okay.
It's just a little titty movie. That's all.
It's a little titty movie.
It was fine. It's just a little titty movie.
All these like tiny
with
like,
some comedic. What's it called?
Comedic
relief.
Air humping.
Some comedy relief in the middle.
Comedic
of it.
Air humping, jerking off, and.
Oh, man. I was curious.
I was really hoping I'd hear you fucking jerk off. Like,
no, this was pre-Jersey Shore, like, but could you imagine if it wasn't?
Or like, Key Smash.
You're like in there in his office fucking with the computer and it gives him the reboot sound. He's just like, fuck! That would have been
Key
awesome.
Smash,
all right, we're going to write a movie and you're going to be our jerk off asshole best friend role. That'd be great.
Fuck, dude. I don't know. I thought it was really good and stuff. Just the chick, like, she fucking weirded me out, dude. I was like,
it was
whoa.
Giving me some flashbacks because I dated a couple chickies
like
that.
Dude, just fucking, I don't know. Call the cops. Get a restraining order. I don't fucking know. She's
just
stalking you,
dude,
man.
Walk away, bro. And honestly, though, shouldn't have fucked her, dude. You see that crazy in the eyes. You don't.
But
fuck
she
kind of
did it on purpose. She's like, "You want a beer?"
Yeah, all right.
And he was.
No.
She did a cycle. If you saw in the beginning, some dude had to like choke his own girlfriend.
Don't take candy.
Then dude helps her put the fucking thing in her pickup truck, fucking suitcase, and then she does the whole thing with him. And at the end, you see her eyeball on another dude. Actually, Keith fucking picks up a damn suitcase and puts it in the truck.
What do you got? Bodies in here?
I know.
You want to fuck? No, seriously.
Side.
Let's
come on.
Let's go fuck. Seriously.
Like after he would have like put it in there, you would have looked at his hand and be like, "Huh, blood on my hand."
No, well,
no big deal.
I gotta go jerk off again.
Yeah. I went to college for that.
That was so brilliant. So brilliant.
He's like, I don't even know what movie they watch. You know what? It might do some justice for you to watch your own movie.
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
it might
help.
If anything, maybe your popularity on IMDb will go up a little.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe a little bit.
So, good movie, though, overall. I highly recommend it. She's Crushed. I'm sure you can find it online. I did. I got a letter here in our P.O. box, thejamhole.com/P-O-B-O-X, if you want the address, it's right there, from MDS. It's a little Verizon thing here. It says, hey, I know Verizon has been fucking you over on your rebate, so I figured I should sign over this refund to you as a donation. Love, MDS. And
isn't it for like
5 cents?
Yeah.
5 cents. I was going to put it on the wall here, but I don't know. Is tell me if this is your phone number, dude.
Hey. That's mean.
But yes, here it says pay to the order of MDS, and then he just like scratches it out, and it says pay to the order of the jam hole.
Yeah, I totally have an ID that says the jam hole.
I know, right? Yeah. Well, we do now, kind of. I have to open a bank account for our new LLC, but yeah. So yeah, thanks for that. Now all we need is like 100,000 more of these, and we'll be good.
Oh,
Keith says, don't forget to email me and I'll send you guys the MP3s of Matt's rap CD. Yeah, he didn't pay for it. Why should you guys have to? I mean, I stole the beats anyway. Fuck.
Right,
who gives
a
shit? It's all on thejamhole.com. You can get it for free if you know where to look. Anyways, what would Jamhole do? This one might be too long.
Okay.
You ready for these?
I'm ready.
Brendanos, every episode, what would Jamhole do? WWJD. You've just landed at Kalispell Airport. And you're sitting in a bar waiting for your lover to arrive and you give a lift home. And give you a lift home. You cannot wait to see your partner again. Life just isn't right without them. So far, so good?
So far, so
good. We've
all
been there? All right.
Yeah.
A stranger at the bar who is waiting for a flight out starts a conversation. She's got that weird look in her eye. Uh-oh. Hey, can you help me lift this? It's
heavy.
Yeah,
no, go fuck yourself.
Feels like a body in there.
your trunk is screaming. I'm leaving.
I know, right? That's awesome. The stranger waiting for a flight out starts conversation. The stranger drunkenly tells you of their childhood friend who they have been visiting in Kalispell. Weird.
Weird.
That's where we're at here.
Uh-huh.
The person they tell you about is a real odd one. They are loaded, very independently wealthy, but they get most happiness from pretending to be a breadline and slumming it with the common people. I like to think I would do that too. Like, if I all of a sudden just got loaded rich, I would still slum it with y'all. I mean, like, once in a while. I'm not saying every day. I mean, I ain't living in the fucking projects with y'all.
Fuck, but, you know. No. I'm going to get a sweet house.
Every now and then.
Stuff,
when I come to...
I'll still look the same. I'll probably still be just like this. I'll be like, what?
Maybe a little more...
Because I got the money don't mean I'm going to fucking...
The little jam hole necklace will probably be gold and just flashing the fuck up with
have
diamonds.
Have a little spinner in the hole, the little you know? No big deal.
Done. So, they enjoy slumming it with common people. Your new friend complains it's a real pain in the ass to keep up with them. On every occasion, the rich friend has been found out. They have left everything behind and moved on to another town. Nothing good is the same or as real for them when their personal wealth is discovered. As the stranger leaves for the flight, they tell you the name of their odd wealthy friend. Dun, dun, dun. Done. It's the one true love of your life. What are you going to do?
Well,
I'll tell you what. First of all, I'm going to get home. I'm going to slap that bitch in the face and be like, why the fuck have I been working?
No.
You're rich?
No.
What the fuck?
No. Get married.
Oh, play it off like
get
you don't
know. Get married.
Honey, just one more piece of paper to sign. Don't worry about it.
Why would you need a prenup, honey? Come on. We don't have any
money. It's just because I have a little art collection I've been saving on. And, you know, I want to make sure our kids get it. That's what I'd say. And then she signed it. I'd be like, gotcha! I know you got money! Let's go! Oh. Would you just chill?
Yeah, I would pretend I didn't know, get married to his ass, and then fucking...
Take him for all he's worth?
Fucking A!
Oh, of course
even if that was you, I'd do that to you.
Hey, that's why MDS says ask a shorter question. It said, I read it in the title, dick, this one might be too long. Okay, I warned y'all. And don't talk to me about shorter questions, you were just watching the State of the Union.
Yeah, how fucking like, gay is that?
Really? Hey,
don't even.
What's the State of the Union?
It's some fag.
Explain to everyone what the state.
People.
What's the State of the Union?
No, I love it when you're like, it's once a.
Okay,
let me
so
think of a quick lie.
I asked her earlier before this all started. I'm like, so Obama's State of the Union is today, huh? No, the State of the Union, the president, our president. State of the... what? I'm not familiar with this. What is that?
I just said I don't care. I'm going to cook hamburger helper.
You said
now.
You didn't know. And then so she's like, what is it? And I'm like thinking, I'm going to tell her it's something totally fucking retarded. And then on the show, I'll be like, so tell everyone what you learned. But I...
Yeah, but like he paused too long and I'm like, stop thinking of a lie. Just tell me what it really is.
Oh, fuck.
I don't care. Nobody I know gives a shit about I that know. Crap enough to be like, oh, did you know
hey,
what today is?
Did you ever stop to think maybe that's what's wrong with our country? That no one just gives a shit and they're like, here, run it however you want. Oh, more money? Here, take it.
It was like,
do what you want.
I walked into work at Dave's once and like my boss had a thing of donuts there and like surprised us all with rock stars and shit and... I was like, what's all this for? He's like, it's a special day. I'm like, what's so fucking special about it? He's like, you don't know what today is? I'm like, no, it's not fucking my birthday or some holiday or anything. It. So what
I'm
the
at,
fuck?
I'm at work, so who gives a
He's
shit?
He's like, it's the inauguration. And I'm like, oh, who gives oh. a fuck? Give my rock star my donut. Fuck off. Oh. Like, are you shitting me?
Yeah, oh, I didn't care about that either. You know, though, people up here, and I don't know, tell me, write in thegemmel.com/feedback. Let me know. People up here are not pleased with the Obama man one bit.
I don't know.
Like, no, they're. I'm like, serious. Like, this is not the comedy podcast part. I mean, neither has the last 26 minutes been, but, like, for real, this is serious? They're talking like some impeachment shit, like get this fool out of office. And jeez. I like to me, I don't know. It, we're still working kind of and kind of making money. Like I, it didn't seem like he was doing any worse than Bush, you know? So
he,
is it because,
really think he's
doing hold on, it, is it because he's a Democrat and he's fucking shit up? Like, it's cool if it's a Republican and the Republican fucks shit up, because that's okay, that's understandable, it's in the name of God, whatever. But what, don't let a Democrat do it, and a black Democrat, I heard he's from the Middle East, shh. His middle name is Hussein.
I just don't, wanna, I just don't want someone to get in there and, like, make fucking abortions illegal and, like, all that weird shit, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, man, but people up here are fucking pissed about it. I'm like, I don't really give a shit, but...
Like, Josh says, like, Obama's trying to make smoking illegal in the military. It's like,
yeah, it wasn't...
Wow.
They've been trying to do that for quite a while now, though, haven't they?
I don't know, but why
He's
would...
He's probably pissed about no gays in the military, too, but so what? Like, you know, you can't... You get a bunch of dudes in there, they're all just gonna be fucking each other. Like,
I
come
know,
on.
Right?
Y'all can't be gay. Let's, you know...
Ugh.
But I don't know, man. They're fucking pissed about it. There's like all these little email forwards going around that's like, this has got to stop. I'm going to be the first one to say this has got to stop, Mr. Obama. You know, like,
sound like Nixon. You're like, Murrah!
Hurrah Toys from my mom's house says, yeah, Americans talk about impeachment about every 2 years. They got all hot and bothered when Nixon quit and they can't get enough of the drama. Is that what it is? I don't know, but...
Erato Toys from your mom's house?
Yeah, they're yeah. trying to make a better me because he's mad that Apple just completely failed. I don't know. I guess he owns more stock in Apple than he does Google, which was a bad mistake.
Yeah,
huh? I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed at Google, too, if I took my money and put it into Apple instead of Google. I mean, it's not Google's fault, but I'd be pissed at them. Be like, damn it, stop making better things than Apple, damn you.
I know, right?
I'm just fucking with you, but seriously... Don't
hey,
be a hater.
Give it like 6 months, and Google's going to be like, BAM!
I know. Here's
it's going to be the most badass thing you've ever seen. You know what? It's going to be a droid, but it's going to slide out and then flip up.
And have a real keyboard on it.
Super thin, have a real keyboard on it. Oh. And it's going to be detachable.
Yes.
And it'll just turn into a regular tablet without the keyboard. And it's going to come with a fucking case.
Hold on. Bear Bear says, call Google tech support for the phone. Oh, wait. What would you need to call Google tech support for?
You don't
the phone
need
works
it.
You don't need it. There's a reason. There's no Google tech support, dude. You don't need it. It works. It works brilliantly. Unless you're a fucking idiot and you can't figure out how to turn the damn thing on, then maybe go get a jitterbug.
I know, right? How many times have you had to do anything with that phone that you're like, oh, I just don't get it. Like,
yeah,
something's wrong. I don't understand.
That's so awesome. I don't get it. I need tech support! You can tell how good a company stuff is.
Collector says if you press 3 6 times, it'll turn into a car.
No shit.
No, we should try that.
But you can tell how good a company stuff is by how many
outsourced Indian call centers they have. Dell, quite a few. Maybe not the best computer to buy, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Just saying. Google? None.
None.
Maybe put some stock in that. You know, that's all I'm saying.
I know, right?
That's all I'm saying. Whatever.
Oh, man.
Good stuff. So, all right. You've been watching that show Being Human, yes?
Yeah.
What do you think of it? Pretty good stuff? You enjoy it?
I like it. I think the black ghost chick is kind of stupid.
Yeah, she should be killed, huh?
She's dead.
She already was. Right. That's awesome. You think she was killed because she was stupid?
I don't know. She was just killed.
Hold on. I got to argue for a minute. Erato Toys says maybe Google thinks fuck the fans.
Well, Google has not fucked the fans
yet. Hold
on.
Maybe Google thinks our fans are smart. Just saying. And if you want to go by price to price, who's saying fuck the fans? I mean, let's be honest
kind
here.
Of
how much was that last I anything with an Apple thing?
Who has to pay to make an app for their shit? Hang on.
Aratoy says, hey, Matt, in 60 days, I'll be watching the jam hole on my iPad. Not if it's connected to AT&T, bro. You'll be watching...
It doesn't support Flash, and you're going to have to wait for someone to make a fucking app for it, and they're going to have to pay for it, and then you're going to have to pay to get the app.
Oh, that sucks.
And you're not going to be able to have anything else open while you're doing
it. Oh, that sucks.
And you're going to have to, like, connect it to your vagina.
All right, that's it. So, no more time.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
It's so good.
Anyway,
I'm sorry.
So, what's the premise of Being Human? You got a vampire, a werewolf, and a ghost all living together.
Right, right, right.
Normal modern times, right?
Right.
I'm ignoring you now, Mike. You're on ignore. You're on timeout. Timeout. Because I could go on and on with this, but I need to move the show forward. I have an iTouch. I use it for playing podcasts in my truck, and that's it.
I'm not against Apple. I'm just
you know
saying
what?
That this new product is gay. It's the same fucking thing.
It's bigger.
They did horrible.
All it's good for is playing podcasts, and that's all I use it for. I use the Droid for everything else. I use the Droid for playing podcasts sometimes, you know? That's just how it is. But I feel bad because then the iPod's like starts crying, giving me a little tear. I'm like, oh, here. I'll listen
here,
to
let me plug
I'll,
you in.
Let me
quick.
Listen to Radiolab on you just for a minute. There you go, buddy.
Oh, man.
Okay, so real life. Maybe no vampires, werewolves, anything like that so far?
So far.
Maybe.
I've been bit a few times, but whatever.
Okay, well, a girl, 18-year-old girl, believes that she is a wolf.
Huh.
A werewolf, to be technically.
Is she a furry? Does she get in the suits?
And so she wears a tail.
Yeah.
She also wears a harness in case someone special wants to drag her around. Huh? You know what I mean. And last week, she used a pocket knife in her kitchen to decapitate a dog.
Whoa.
That's all.
Whoa.
That's all. Hey.
Whoa.
I'm a werewolf. He was trying to hunt me. That's how it goes. That's what happens.
Yeah, she needs help.
The bear says if she thinks she's a wolf, she should nair that shit. Nair that thing.
Alright, if she thinks she's a wolf, she's like one of those creepy like people
emo.
That watch like Naruto and stuff too much.
Oh, check this
like,
out.
Her... Oh, it's my inner demon and I was...
I'm the nine-tailed fox.
Yeah, like, and she's a total furry type thing.
You're...
It starts out with the tail and the collar, and then she's like, I need fur to express my inner being. You know? And then she's like, oh, all the time. Fucking
Sarah Rodriguez.
Bitch. Have fun in your padded cell.
Also known as Wolfie Blackheart. With her pet Winry, a wolf dog hybrid.
Do you hump it?
Probably. Hey, how do you think I became a werewolf? I mean, right? It was a
like,
STD.
It's the peanut butter, honey.
Come and get it. Quote, I severed the head, boiled the head, Wolfie said. Can we not call her Wolfie? Can we just call her Miss Rodriguez?
Can we just call her?
Okay. No, hey, your story, not
lady.
It's your story, not mine. We'll call her Wolfie. That's fine.
I call her Wolf fucker.
People make the mistake of hacking the spine, which will fracture the skull. You also have to put the head outside for the brains to leak out. I'm so dark and mysterious. Maybe if you spent less time hacking up dog corpses.
Do you have any idea how long it takes for a brain to leak out of a skull? Do you have any idea how fucking long that takes?
Yeah, I would suck it out with like a shop vac.
No, if you just like sit it outside, like I do with deer heads and stuff. Like I throw them up on the fucking roof of my parents'
place. Really? We used to like scoop them out.
Oh, who the fuck wants to do that?
Well, we weren't mounting the whole heads. We were just mounting the horns.
Oh, see, I like so the whole cool like Texas mount, you know, the whole skull and shit.
Hit
but like
had
you,
heard
you leave it up on your roof and stuff and the crows and shit pick it off. Or you could do like when I did in Florida with hogs heads and you take and put it in a bucket and go put it over an anthill.
Right.
And just come back in 2 days.
They clean that shit the fuck out.
It's like bling and you just bleach it and it's perfect.
And then the ants are all like sitting down playing chess with each other because they ate. Bear Bear says, brains don't leak. They're solid. I've held them at work. They leak
not
after
unless
you.
They fucking melt in the sun.
Well, okay. I was going to say after you beat the head a bunch and then they
but
just
then the skull's broken.
Well, right.
You don't want to break the skull.
Not too hard. There's a happy medium in there where you're not cracking the skull, but you're beating the brains out.
No, you got to let them sit in the sun and actually, like, drain out or get picked out by birds and shit. Or you just do the anthill thing. The anthill thing is the quickest thing I've ever found to get brains out of a skull without breaking it.
Okay, but either way, this bitch probably not a werewolf, right?
Yeah, probably not.
That stuff isn't real?
No, like,
Santa
you know,
Claus,
werewolf in Paris didn't really
werewolves.
Happen.
God.
Yeah, no, that's all
the Easter
fake.
Bunny.
That's like,
Tooth Fairy?
No.
Bumblebee. Maya the Bee. No?
Maya the... What the fuck is that?
Old Nickelodeon show. Eureka's Castle? No?
Oh, yeah, I know
okay.
Eureka's Castle.
It was before
okay.
that.
Wow.
I know,
whoa,
right?
It's old.
Dated. Woo. So, before the teenager carried the cranium to the woods, someone held it up and snapped a photograph of it inside her house, a shot that ended up on the internet. Oops!
Look at my crazy bitch friend with her dog head! Ah.
Oops! You know who else is on the internet? The animal care services.
Right.
Within days, the photo had
what
spurred...
What kind of dog was it?
I'm not sure yet. Within days, the photo had spurred an... It's a dead dog. Thank you. Had spurred an aggressive animal cruelty investigation by animal care services and the San Antonio police. It also inspired at least one so-called troll, a savvy anonymous internet user, to hack into Wolfie's personal accounts, engage in amateur sleuthing, and issue threats to those deemed responsible for the dog's fate. Is that what a troll is?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
They asked where the fucking bumblebee helmet was, so oh. I turned the cam to the bumblebee helmet.
It's up there.
Chilling.
So... I like how they explained what a troll is. A savvy anonymous internet user. That's not even what a troll is. A troll is just a dick with an internet connection and an iPad. That's a troll. I'm sorry, Mike. I would buy the 64 gig one just to feel better about this thing I was so looking forward to. Like, I equate this iPod, this
the
thing,
iTampon?
This big thing coming out. I equate that to believing in God my whole life, dying, and coming to the quick realization that there is no God. Like, hyping up, like, oh, this is going to be awesome, it's going to be awesome, it's going to be awesome, and it comes out and it's totally not awesome, but I'm going to fake the funk on a nasty dunk and be like, it is awesome. Who am I kidding? Oh, fuck, it's not. But it is. It's awesome. Because if I think it's not, I'm just going to kill myself. So I think it's awesome. It's cool, dude. We understand now. Oh, fuck.
God, I'm so
bearing
sorry.
The brunt of these attacks, Wolfie, who was born Sarah Rodriguez, says she's guilty of nothing more than an abiding love for taxidermy. Ooh. Quote, I would
you
never...
Taxidermy's... Oh,
best
on,
quote...
Done on dead animals,
ready?
Dude.
I would never kill a canine. I am a canine.
Okay, woo! So didn't she decapitate a dog?
It was already dead, maybe. Hey, I would never kill a dog. I am a dog. Do you think this is from years of her mother's new husband maybe abusing a little bit? Come here, dog!
You're putting nothing but a bitch!
Putting a leash on her?
You're going
like,
all fours!
Yeah, that's what it is! You know what? You get treated like a dog long enough, eventually you become the dog. That's how it happens, man. I've seen too many of these happen like this.
Why would you even want to be a dog?
I don't know. I'd rather be a cat, honestly, but
just because cats are quicker and a little smarter, but
you don't really get beat as much as a cat. I mean, you're already trained to like piss and shit where you need to go.
I'd rather be a great white shark, in all honesty.
I'll just be a megalodon. It's cool.
Yeah.
Megalodon carcarodon.
You would be extinct, dude.
No, you know.
I'd rather be a T-Rex.
No.
Then you would
be
extinct.
I'd be the ones that's not discovered. So you think I'm extinct, but then I'll eat your white shark ass. There you go.
Yeah, Beer Bear. Good point. Be a dog so you could lick your own balls. I'd be a cat and lick my own balls,
fucking
too.
A.
But then I'd have claws and shit, and I could, like, climb stuff. I think that'd be way better than just laying around.
Yeah, if you're a cat, you have
the
chance of being an indoor cat only, like this cat. What would you fucking do all day if you're in here, like,
climb all over this computer shit. I understand now. That makes sense.
She's bored. She's trying to go online. She's like, God damn it, there's more out there than I think there is.
Why can't I get online, damn it? But so, be a dog, lay around all day, drool, lick yourself, wait till your master gets home to either A, beat you, or B, put peanut butter on his dick so you'll lick it off, or be a cat and just do whatever the fuck you want.
I'd be some kind of a cat.
But also, now what happens if you end up a cat in a hoarder house or a crazy cat lady
house? Or a cat in, like, China.
Then I'm clawing her fucking eyes out if it's crazy cat lady. I would do that.
What if you're a cat in, like, China?
I would try my best to not be, first of all.
We're having kitten tonight.
Kitten tonight.
So, oh, that makes me sad. Why'd I say that?
Her room, cluttered den, plastered with posters of anime characters and howling wolves with the moon.
This reminds me of fucking Gabe, that chick Heather, whatever, Meador or whatever, that lives in Florida. The chick that we all were calling and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
She gave me shit.
Is she a werewolf?
No. Well, check this out. She thinks she's a fucking fox. I'm not even joking, dude.
Oh, man.
She's a pretty good artist or whatever, but she fucking makes these, like, furry costumes.
Fursonas is what they're called. Hold on. They're called fursonas.
Her name?
Please.
It's Fala.
Fala?
Fala.
Oh,
and
God.
It's fucking, she has this big, dumb, like, red fox fucking outfit and stuff, and she wears the tail.
Of course.
And, like, all that, and she's fat and nasty.
Of course.
She wears, like, really bright colored bracelets and dumb fucking hair and shit. She does that.
That happens.
And she has a fucking fox tattoo on her wrist. She watches a lot of anime, too.
Hey, Obama.
Grow up? You know, I like anime, but you know what? We don't all have fox or wolf demon thingies in us, okay? You know what? It's not like Inuyasha, where guess what? You're a big wolf demon. No, it's not like
not
that.
Not all of us weren't abused by our fathers when
right.
we were children. So
you're not a dog demon.
I understand.
What the fuck is your problem?
I understand. So, well, watch out for werewolves if you live in San Antonio. That's all I gotta say. Moving on. Moving on. I'd like to say this one's a little better, but not much.
Does she think she's a cat? I don't know. What is it?
A 23-month-old found on the highway.
Yes.
Under a pedestrian overpass.
Dead.
Possibly.
Hollow.
Quote,
aging.
There was nothing I could do, this lady said. I held the baby's hand and it was warm. Arnold was the first person to reach the toddler and one of the first witnesses to testify yesterday in the murder trial of Matthew Higa in circuit court. Higa's 25, facing mandatory life prison term for allegedly killing the toddler by throwing him off the overpass.
Nice! This was a
Look
mistake.
Out below.
Let's just go ahead and get rid of this.
Driving. And, like, seeing that. No, I'm saying, could you imagine driving over under this overpass and all of a sudden, like, baby, just... You just hit the windshield wipers?
Probably.
And just keep going?
It'd be cool if you're, like, behind him and you saw that happen. You pull up beside him and be like, good job!
Dead
know?
Baby on your bumper. Hey, baby on board. I got the... That sucks.
I like high five him.
Yeah. Woo!
You want to race? I'm all exhilarated now. Let's go.
Belt died from multiple blunt force injuries sustained in the nearly 29-foot fall, said the doctor. Arnold said she was driving westbound the freeway when a car and truck in front of her veered to the right, so she did the same
No, she veered to the left. Thum, thum.
Oh.
The fuck was that?
Must have been a raccoon. Well. Whatever.
No, she veered to the right and pulled over. When she passed Belt's body, she said she knew it was a small child. Well, it could have been a doll. Could have been one of those real dolls. Real small. She said she ran to Belt and, after realizing he was dead, went back to her car to get a blanket to cover the body. Well, that was nice.
They did that with my dog when I got hit by a car.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because...
Oh, like just covered it up and left it?
No, he got hit by a car and our neighbors found it and like they wrapped him up in a blanket and put him in like a box and brought him over. And they put him in the blanket because he got hit like on the gut. And so like
really?
He was like, whoop.
Oh, that sucks.
Up and shit. I remember I saw him.
So
hanging the fuck out. I'm like,
would you rather see toddler run over or dog run over?
Toddler.
You would, wait, what?
I was thinking of my dog, the toddler.
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 My girlfriend, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, if someone threw a puppy, out the window.
Humanitarian of the year. This one right here. You know how many dollars she's given to Haiti? Like $100 billion.
Negative
this one.
Dollars. Anyway,
she's a trust fund baby. I don't know if you guys knew that or not.
No, if I saw somebody throw a puppy out of a car in an overpass,
yeah,
I would freak the fuck out and like follow that motherfucker and throw him out of
the
my
difference?
Thing.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I like furry things.
Okay.
And
maybe.
They don't live
as
long.
What's your fursona?
A talk show host.
That's not a fursona. Come on.
Oh, well.
Are you a fox also? Are you a nine-tailed fox?
I'm a cook.
I'm a nine-tier dishwasher, let's be honest. How's work, by the way?
It's great.
Still washing dishes?
Yeah.
When are you up for a promotion?
As soon as they fire somebody.
To the job that you're doing. Like, when do you get the pay that goes along with the job that you're doing?
I don't know. Today was kind of nice. Oh, I guess that wasn't really my job either, but whatever. I had one guy cook all day while I basically did everything else because I just didn't want to cook for some reason. I was like, you know what? You just do this, and I'm going to disappear downstairs for a while, which I don't mind using the slicer. It is kind of scary sometimes, but it's not a big deal. You know, I could do all that stuff. I'll prep everything. And I like being downstairs because I can take off my chef's coat, roll up my sleeves.
Let it all hang out, right?
Fucking just be, you know, me and crank the stereo to what I want to listen to, not some fucking remake acoustic bullshit on XM radio, which I'm so sick of.
Yeah, hey, what's up, XM? I thought you were like the new modern radio. Like, you play the shit that I hear everywhere else. It's all shit.
What's going on? This radio station I listen to, it's all...
Or is it just that channel? Because
it's just a channel.
Okay.
But
so there are good things on XM.
Yes, there are good things on XM, like Octane and stuff like that.
Because I've never
heard listen
them.
To, like, one channel, and it's...
Just kidding, XM. Come sponsor us.
It's acoustic remakes of hits.
Oh, that's
and it's
nice.
Horrible.
That's nice.
I heard Ring of Fire done so horribly. Like, I have not heard a bad remake of Ring of Fire. Heard one from fucking Social Distortion. Heard one from fucking, I don't know. And, you know, the original Johnny Cash and shit. But, like, it's like, are you serious? And it's all in acoustic, like, and going down, down, down. It's stupid. I just fucking...
Who sings it? Like, who?
I don't know. Just, like, these random people. Like, there's Alanis Morissette remakes. There's fucking Lady Gaga fucking acoustic remakes. There's fucking, you know, what... They're all just weird hit acoustic remake things. I don't know. I just hate them. But anyway, so, like, I get to go downstairs and listen to what I like to listen to. You know, I don't have to wear my chef's coat. Get to roll up the sleeves and stuff. So, you know, it's pretty cool. I don't know. It's all right. I wish I'd get paid better.
What you're doing
it.
For?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
but
would...
That today, I kind of chose it. Like, he had a prep list, and I caught up my dishes, and I went over to him. I said, let me see your list. And I was like, I'll take that, and that. He's like... Huh, you gonna, like, hide yourself downstairs all day? I'm like, yep, that was my plan.
Wow.
He's like, all right, I'll see you in, like, 2 hours. And, like, that was it. I saw him in, like, 2 hours. It's pretty good.
Well, I hope they get their shit together and stop taking advantage of you soon.
So, since nobody I worked with at Dave's still works there besides the general manager and my dad and maybe some of the servers... Nobody was there from back when I was there in the very beginning. I was outside smoking today in the alley at the KB, and this kid comes up, and he's like, Dana, what's up? And I'm like,
sup?
I'm like, hey, I know
you,
but
it?
I don't. And no, I was like, what? I was like, who?
Do chicks fist pound it?
I don't know.
What do chicks do? You guys like bump clits or something, right?
Yeah, we totally.
You shake hands?
We scissor it.
Guys pound it. You guys scissor it. Scissor right. it. That's what it was. Okay.
We're like, ah. Anyway, fucking, so
oh,
he's
Martha,
like.
Martha, come here.
He's like, I used to work with you at Dave's. He's like, I was a dishwasher and then became a prep cook. He's like, my name's Thomas. I'm like, hi, I remember you. And this kid was the most horrible fucking employee ever. Like, I'd be like, Thomas, I need this. Oh, I didn't do that. It's going to be like 20 minutes.
Like retarded mentally or what was his deal?
Like he smoked a lot of pot and could not function on
pot.
I
smoke a lot of pot. Like what's
his deal? But he could not function on pot. You know, there's some people that can smoke pot
right,
and be cool
right,
at work.
Okay.
Well, this kid did not
gotcha.
Do well. And he would like just
wouldn't
sit
you know,
there
hold on.
He, no, he would
would
grab like four muffins and go sit on a prep table and eat muffins.
But would you know that? Like I, if I know that I can't do my job when I'm stoned, maybe I'm not going to get stoned when I go to work. You know, like,
he's
would you know
young
that?
Young and, like, dumb, I
or
guess.
Or do you just not give a shit?
I don't think he gave
point.
A shit at that
okay.
point.
I see.
But he was there for a while, right? And he quit before Schindler became the GM.
Is
okay.
he the dick?
Yes, Schindler is the dick.
Right,
the
Schindler's List. I remember
yes,
that. Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Got it.
And
killed a bunch of Jews. No,
since,
he saved Jews.
Since they fired Lacey, the chick manager, and they just fired Will.
All right.
The princess manager, remember?
These names will mean nothing to anyone listening, but okay.
Actually, no one...
Firing managers, got it.
Whatever. So everyone that would have known him is gone.
Right.
And I'm like, you
and
know
what?
And
he sucks
since
as
you...
a worker.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like, he's like, I'm looking for a job. And I'm like, well, we're not hiring right now. But I was like, I know a couple places that are. And I told him about the Finish Line and stuff. And then I told him, I was like, you know what? You left before Schindler became GM, didn't you? And he's like... Yeah, I was there when Travis was there. And I was like, you could go back and get your job back. And he's like, yeah? Are you serious? I'm like, dude, here's my here's my number. Here's my full name. Fucking use me as a reference. Tell Schindler to call me. I'll tell him all sorts of good shit. I cannot wait.
That's a dick thing to do, man.
Please. Call me. I'll be like, dude, you should fucking make him headline cook, dude. If you can... Dude, put him online
and
right
dude,
away.
And, dude, yo, make sure he gets stoned first. He's like fucking Picasso when he's stoned working. He's amazing.
No, I'll be like, dude, you know
that's
what?
That's mean. You're fucked up. Hey.
I'll be like, you know what? I trained him on Cut Station.
Don't ever hate me.
You can go over there, put a knife in his hand, let him go at it.
That's
he's good,
up.
Dude. He's a natural.
Oh, my God, dude. Wow. Don't ever get me on your bad side. That's fucked.
That guy's an asshole. He should go back to fucking real estate. And he managed. The only reason why he works there is because he managed Chili's like 10 years ago.
Thank. Oh, I bet that was real hard. Hey,
I know.
I went to school for this. I'm going to go jerk off
I
now.
Know.
Probably get a lawyer.
Dude, shouldn't they even go to school? He's a fag.
I molest all the waitresses that I manage is why I would
That's
need
why.
The lawyer.
That's why Will got fired.
They all do that, dude. Dude, they do
but
that
you know
shit
what?
At
if
Applebee's.
That, if that was true, he would have been fired years ago, man.
They do that. No, it's because the chicks don't care because they know that it's good for them also. And that's fucked up. You guys
no,
are all
they were
like.
Looking for a reason to get rid of Will. I honestly believe that he probably did not do anything like that, but it was probably a chick that he was seeing at the time, but he was trying to keep it on the down low.
And she all like hollered rape and shit.
No, didn't
back
holler
room.
Rape, but like probably oh. someone saw them do maybe something there. And they're like,
right.
oh, you know, this is going on.
Right.
So this sucks, but whatever.
That's fucked up.
I'm totally going to be like, yeah, dude, the fucking guy was awesome. Badass prep cook. Train him online. Get him on cut, dude. Just put that fucking knife in his hand, dude.
And anyone he recommends, just hire him. Hire him all.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah.
But, dude, that shit did happen at, like, Perkins and Applebee's and, like, all the little chain restaurants like that. You'd always see that. And it's like, dude, you're 53. She's like, maybe 17. Maybe. Hopefully
no,
for
no,
you.
No, this guy was, like, our age, so.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
That sucks.
And he's pretty.
All right, well, I got a couple more stories before we call it a night here. If you had a fat baby, okay?
What?
Fat baby. You
like,
got... Like, your baby is just fat. Like, check out my fat baby.
Like, rip how my old
twat.
Is the baby?
Rip my twat like 8 inches. This thing is fat.
How old is the baby?
I don't know. Let's say 5 months old. No, I don't know. Like a year? How would you get that baby to stop eating? Oh, Rotto Toy says, I got a fat baby. How do you get your... Oh, never mind. He said, no, not really. How do you get your baby back on track? I can't be having no fat babies.
Do it right.
You starve the baby. Duh. What's making it fat? Food. Okay, well, let's eliminate that for the next, oh, I don't know, 3 fucking months. No more fat baby.
Dude, like... Well... Seriously.
No?
If the baby's fat, it's your fault.
If the baby's fat...
You're feeding it, dude.
You're fat, probably.
You don't just give him... As much as they'll
eat. My baby loves chicken, so I'm going to feed all the chicken it can eat. I'm going to love my baby and take it away from not being able to eat that shit. I feed my baby chicken. I love my baby.
No, but it's like you ever had a puppy and you give them food and they're always hungry? They'll right. eat themselves sick.
Well, dogs do that, though.
No,
dogs,
only puppies, dude.
No.
You can, dude, at my mom and dad's house, they leave food out all the fucking time for the dogs. And it's never always gone.
Really?
Because they don't just I sit thought there and dogs... eat. Puppies will just, it's gone.
I'm like, I need to eat. That was fun.
Yeah, I know. And they'll eat until they throw up, and then they'll throw up and eat more.
And then they'll eat the throw up. And
yes,
then they'll
they
throw
will.
That up.
I know.
It never ends.
See, this is like a baby.
You're right.
You just
dogs
fucking...
dogs are cool. Fuck.
You can't just... But the thing is, you can't just give them all of it.
Really?
At once, you know?
Just like rip the bag open and be like, feeding time! Woo!
50-pound bag of dog food with like one puppy Labrador.
Yeah, just like running around like Pauly Shore in that one movie where he's on the farm just rolling with rollerblades with the grain and shit. I'd do that. Oh, I'd do exactly that. Pauly Shore. Do you remember Pauly Shore?
Yes, I do.
What, is he alive
what
still?
What was that movie called?
Did he die in Celebrity
or something, or
Celebrity
like,
Geddon? Did he die?
What was the name of that movie where he was in the rollerblades with the feet?
Son-in-law.
Son-in-law.
That's,
yeah, that's
what
it
was. It.
That's so great.
The guy's such a retard. Whatever happened to him? Do you remember when that was a celebrity?
I love it, dude. Oh, like a sweet song.
Accused of starving their newborn daughter to the point of emaciation, Bellevue couple now faces felony charges on allegations they were more worried about their infant's appearance than the infant's health.
Starting out early, dude.
Hey, as long as my baby looked good, that's all that matters. That's the important thing. My baby looked good. It's dead, but it looked good. Like, no, dude. It's got... You are the equivalent of that punk-ass high school kid that's got, like, the 89 Civic with the spoiler on it and running on, like, 3 cylinders. But that spoiler looked good, dude.
Well, oh, my God.
It will when I paint it and get rims and then paint those.
And then get an engine.
And then get a new car.
Right.
But that's what you're doing. Your baby runs like shit, but it looked good. All right.
It looked good.
That makes sense. Fucking perfect, dude. Why not?
Oh, man.
And charging
documents. Can't hold its own head up yet, but whatever.
In charging documents, King County prosecutors contend Brittany and Samuel Labberton continue trying to force the child to lose weight months after the girl had been pulled from their home. That's... How do you think they did it? I'm going to say sewing her mouth shut.
I don't...
Locking the fridge?
Kill it.
It's, well, it's still alive.
Kill it.
It's just not running too good.
Hey,
it's only running on 2 cylinders.
Kill it. Problem solved.
Kill it. Kill it. Kill it! And then...
Can we get a baby crush video?
Hold on. Kill it.
Heels?
Kill it. Take it to the taxidermist. Werewolf chick. Make her shine it up.
I have a taxidermy book. We just do it.
Could you make it look good, though? Because that's what's important. The important thing here
I just
is
gotta
that...
I got to get a plaster mold. I'll have to carve one, but it's
what's
no big
the
deal.
Pose? Oh, that is just
there
for the live
like
listener.
This.
That was just for the live... I'm going to delete that out of the Ustream archive. That is just for you guys.
The baby should be like, you know, like 6 months old and doing like little West Side Hinges.
Oh, shit. We get like a whole crew of them over here.
A baby
cell. All right, everybody. Everybody.
I'll taxidermy them all.
And B-boy stance.
Oh, fuck. So, the police were first notified of the neglect in May, 7 months after child welfare officials removed the girl from her parents. Charges followed earlier this month. Child welfare workers had pulled the girl from the home weeks after she was born, but the detectives said that they had not been told of neglect allegations until the child's foster mother had contacted. Foster mother.
I look forward to a baby crush video.
Why is it called foster? I do too. Why is it called foster?
What?
Like, where did that come from? Why is it foster?
Foster's home for imaginary friends.
Well, right, but who the fuck was foster? Like, the first kid whose parents didn't fucking want him? Who was
Mr.
Why is
Foster?
It called,
fuck you, I don't know.
Is that like a real person? Like, the first abandoned child?
To open up foster's home for imaginary friends,
the
I
first
don't know.
Person to make a paycheck off of raising somebody else's kids? Hey, then half the people in relationships right now, if your girl has a kid and it's not yours, that's you.
Maybe it's like some word in another language that means unwanted fucking parenting or unwanted child. Or like...
From the Latin, childus me no wantis.
Yeah.
Interruptus my lifus. That's what the fuck, dude. Oh, man. I got Rosetta Stone.
Big
I've been learning.
Mistake is,
like... Biggest mistake is.
I'm gonna laugh. Dude, we should look up what foster is and why.
That's awesome. I know. Someone do that. Email me. Let me know. I'm curious. info@thejamhole.com. Thank you. All right.
Now
well,
I want to watch Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
That's never gonna end well.
I like cheese,
same.
C, and I like potatoes.
So the girl was two, you were asking. 2 years old. The mother also appeared emaciated herself. She's like 5'5". 21-year-old Wade?
100 pounds.
90 pounds. Very close.
Okay. She's anorexic, dude. That's how she's like...
Drugs. I'm going to say drugs.
No. Drugs. I'm going to say anorexic.
No remorse for not feeding the baby, and she admitted, this is the mother, to hardly feeding the infant for many days. She also indicated she wanted to have blank children. How many more children? Give me a number.
5.
12.
Whoa!
Whoa! What, hold on.
You're not going to be so skinny after that.
You're having a hard time feeding
one.
And, hold on. You're having a hard time eating yourself. How are you? I don't get how that works. That's not going to end well. Allowed to see the girl 3 times a week since she
was
removed.
Honey, you
got
to put your finger down your throat, okay?
Let me show you something.
Honey, you can't be fat, okay? This is what people are supposed to look like. You have to be 5'6" and like 100 pounds.
And here,
okay?
Take...
No more.
Take
no
this,
more.
Take this iPad. No, right. It goes in your vagina.
Right, here. You hook that to your Mac.
Okay,
right.
There you go. All right, now finger
and
the throat.
It downloads your monthly. Yay!
It also downloads your vomit now. We got an update. It's a new app. Quote, Brittany had thoughts about harming herself and her children.
Of course.
Well, she kind of followed through. She was prescribed medication to help control these thoughts and feelings, which she fed to her children. The mother refused to feed. No, she had a severe reaction to it. That happens, you know.
It's like people that get prescribed like Prozac and it's supposed to keep them from going crazy and then they kill themselves.
Right.
On
like
Prozac.
Right
out,
they kill their
totally
family.
It did not work the way it was supposed to.
Their whole family and then themselves, but they miss themselves like right. As the cops come in.
Look at this big gash.
I'm on the Prozac. Hold on. The mother refused to feed the girl even as she cried for food. All the while, the officer added, this other dude lived in the home and failed to also feed the child. He's like, man, that ain't my kid. I ain't even trying to hear that. All right, well, did you know you could go to court for having porn of cartoons? Were you aware of that?
Oh, that's bad.
But if-
That's bad.
Okay, hold on.
I got to delete a few videos off my phone.
The Simpsons and the Powerpuff Girls, specifically.
Okay, I have Simpson porn on my phone. I'm not even joking.
Is it Lisa?
No, it's Marge and Homer. But it's only it's only photos.
But they're old. As long as it's not Lisa, right? Because that would be child porn.
The chick who played Lisa and Bart is old. Fuck, I don't know.
Does that matter? Like, wait, what do they... What is the basis, the determining factor in... Like, okay.
Why does it matter? There's little
mermaid
porn.
The dude she was drawn by
is old and the dude who her voice was is, but her character
is not.
Is it the character? Like, what are we
going
on?
I don't know,
on?
Dude. There's porn of the Little Mermaid, a fucking, you know, Beauty
yeah, there's
and Beast,
a, yeah, there's like every kind of, yeah. They're all going to jail.
Aladdin.
And like 10 people in our fucking chat room. Arata Toys says, in all caps, cartoon porn cannot be child porn. It can if it's a cartoon of a baby. That's fantastic. Thank you for that.
So I should Twitter this.
This guy looks like a Cho. Like, just from, you know, all this aside, if you showed me,
oh,
like,
dude,
a
I
picture.
I got Mario and the princess. I got fucking, what's that chick, Penny and Go-Go Gadget Dude.
You fucking, now see that? That's child porn. Penny, right?
Yeah, Penny. I got Smurfs.
What
I got
the fuck
one.
Are you doing, dude?
I got like, what is that?
Is that phone in my name? What are you doing?
I got Shaggy, Thelma, and the redhead chick.
Oh my god.
Oh god. I've had these on my phone for a long time.
Arata Toys, he says, who is the victim? When people look at cartoon porn of any kind, society is the victim. Okay? You and me and her little snorty pig girl. Did you guys hear that? She totally snorted. And everyone in the chat and Jesus fucking Christ, we are all the victim. But like I was saying, if you showed me just a picture of this guy without the headline that, like, cartoon porn, none of that shit, just a picture, I'd be like, and you were like, Chomo or not Chomo? I'd be like, Chomo.
Chomo.
Chomo, dude, for sure. So he admitted downloading graphic cartoon porn images featuring child characters from The Simpsons and the Powerpuff Girls TV shows. 28-year-old is now a registered sex offender and will have to report to police after pleading guilty in Ipswich District Court to having the bizarre images on his computer.
Eh, whatever.
You're going to jail. No, I'm right. Going to jail. Because that's in my name. That's fucked up. That's kind of fucked up that, yeah, probably that one. I'm not clicking that, but I'm sure, like, images like that one. Thank you. Now we're all going to jail.
Penny has some big titties, dude. Did you know that? Dude, look at those titties. I'm not even joking.
No,
little
no!
Blonde pigtails.
Now I'm going to jail,
the
too.
Little blonde pigtails. Hey. And, dude, Go-Go Gadget, dude. Inspector Gadget's big dick, too. Look at that. Look at his big-ass titties.
Those are some big-ass titties. Can you see that?
On Penny, dude? That's the big-ass Penny titties, dude. That's fucked up.
I don't know if you can see that. That is back. Fucked up. I can't believe you just made me look at that.
Oh, man. And Smurfette, too, dude. Wow.
Police anyway. Went to Kurt James Milner's How Light... What? What is your name? You have, like, five names. Kurt James Milner's Lighthark Home.
What?
Oh, that's where his home's at. Got it. After receiving an anonymous tip-off about the disturbing material. I'm telling on you, dude.
What? Now I'm looking at him because it's been so long since I've seen him. Look, Princess is giving Mario a blowjob. She's like, meh. And she's making the retarded face. Look.
Thank you.
That's where I got it from.
I see that. Thank
it's
you.
It's for you.
Thank you.
She's like, meh.
I'll tell you what, though, if we're fucked tonight, I'm going to be thinking about that Penny, big old titties and shit. I'll tell you what.
And I'm going to make the Princess Peach face like,
I hope you do. I hope you do.
I will.
So just stop looking at cartoon porn, period. Like, all cartoon porn, let's just stop.
No, it's
no?
cool.
Okay.
What about anime porn, dude? Hentai. Can I not do
as
that?
As long as there's tentacles entering vagina, I'm cool.
Those are
or
cool.
asshole, or mouth, or preferably, since they're tentacles, all of the above at once. That's hot. When it's all like, and they're all of them
what
just
about,
like fill her up, and they're just like, bah, 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 bah.
What
like,
about,
that's awesome.
What about, okay, I saw this one hentai, right? And I thought it was really awesome, but it's about these two chicks that are basically sold into like, slavery kind of, and like this dude trains them how to like fuck on command and suck on
fuck
command
yeah.
and like orgasm on command
school.
And all that stuff. And basically they get sold off to like, you know, whoever, And basically, they're raped in the beginning. Like, dude fucking pops their cherry. He's like, hold the fuck still. And like, pow, pops it. And he's like, you know, and like, this is like some fucked. I think it's called Cage Sisters or some shit. Like,
all right.
Oh, man. Yeah, something like that.
Put that on our wish list.
Like, is that okay?
Absolutely.
They have like pink hair.
They're so. Like 28. They're just Asian, and Asians like when they're 28.
No,
they look
one
12.
Of them.
That's just how it goes.
No, the one older one told her little sister that she was getting married, and they were all moving into this house. But she knew better, and stuff, and pulled her sister into her. Her sister's like 12. It says it like in the fucking porn.
I'm totally
it's
sorry. I read this story. Moving on. No, that's. How cool is that? That like you're in jail and they're like, "So what are you in for?" Powerpuff Girls. What?
God, is it Cage Sisters? On my phone. I really want to know. Let's look it up.
He had. he said he would cooperate, but he didn't want to give the cops his computer. An hour and a half later, he phoned the cops and said they could now have his computer. So he calls him back an hour and a half later, right?
Yeah.
After being like, hold on, you can't have it. Okay, you can have it now.
Now they took the hard drive. Come get it. Here you go.
Officers discovered the computer would no longer turn on, but a year later, police forensic experts recovered 64 images of... How many do you have? And how many have been posted in the chat? How many?
I did not post anything in the chat,
okay,
actually.
He has 64 of them in the machine's recycle bin.
You don't know how to empty that?
Right? That was the first thing I thought of.
Are you serious?
Right click. Empty. I know maybe you're a Mac user and there's no right click. I don't know what to tell you. But if you have like a real computer, you could right click, empty trash. It took you an hour and a half and it just like...
Or even double click it and it'll bring the whole thing up and you can see everything you have in there. And then you go to file... And he could delete all.
I'm sure it's that easy. Oh, man.
And then it'll even bring up a little thing that says, are you sure you want to delete this material from your computer? It will no longer be registered on your computer any longer, blah, blah, blah.
If you're really worried about it, you get this little program called Eraser. And what that does is it'll delete it, like, completely, and then it'll take the spot on the computer where it was at, and it'll fill it with, like, just trash, like, scrambled whatever. Ones and O's. Because if you delete it, it's still there. Like, there's traces of it.
Yeah.
You can get it with recovery shit. But if
you
do
like,
that...
You, like, go and, like, throw it out somewhere
but
in the
best
and,
way
like,
is
set it
probably,
on fire and then be like, somebody stole it.
Yeah, you probably need, like, C4 in the tower itself.
Right.
With, like, a red button that's, like, just in case. I have a program that does that, too.
Is that on your child pornography computer?
No, that is on my other computer.
It's labeled CP.
Not kid. But no, there's this thing where like you can set up a shortcut on your keyboard, and if you hit that, it'll like fry all your drives. It's kind of cool. I don't even know why I have it.
Because
you think
have.
It was back when I was fucking around on IRC and like when file pirating was first.
Uh-huh.
Kind of. I was like, this might be cool to have, you know, just in case I find something I want and
you
I
dirty,
decide
disgusting man.
Not to purchase it.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
You are a disgusting person.
And then a former security guard told the cops he took the pictures like off of the thing to his friend.
He brought a toy, says it's labeled do not open XXX. Seriously. Don't open.
Did you ever do that like in grade school? When I was in grade school, we had like the Mac 2s and you could have every person had their own floppy disk, like the 1.144 floppies, and you would have your own folders on there and shit with your own stuff. So to like hide stuff, because we would copy things from the computer thinking like it was cool, like we just took your files, like it was the MS Works icon or some shit. We're like, I'm taking that on my computer, like first pirating back in like 80 something.
You're fake.
And so we'd make like a whole bunch of folders on the thing, and they'd all go to like different spots, but that they'd all be dead ends except for one. Like one branch of it would go to like the MS Works icon. It was so retarded. We thought we were cool though. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, well. think that's about it.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure, yeah.
No more.
Nope, like, that was it.
Oh, I wanted to ask you something.
Please.
What the hell happened last night? I all, like, give you a blowjob and stuff is, like, foreplay and then you bust your load. I'm like, God, mother, fuck.
What?
I was, dude, do you even remember?
I remember laying down and then being like, sure would be nice if I could get my dick sucked and go to bed. And then you started doing that. And then I'm like, nice, I'm about to come. And you're like, right on. And I did. And then I went to bed.
No, I wasn't like right on.
I'm pretty sure it was right on. No, wait. And then you took your dildo and went in the living room.
Yeah, because I was pissed. I was like, I'm going to go do what I wanted to do in the first place. And then I'm like, bah, and shut the door.
Well, that's fine. Did you get it done?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the problem?
The problem is I wanted to get, like, you know.
Oh, I didn't. I just wanted my dick sucked. But thank you.
Yeah, well.
I appreciate that.
I'm going to bed tonight, so.
No.
Oh, yeah, huh?
No.
All right, I'm going to need some foreplay of eating the box then.
Kitty,
then
get on it. Work it over. Well, thank you guys so much. 406-204-4687. Leave us a message. Email us info@thejamhole.com or thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. /donate and forums and Twitters and Facebooks and all that shit. Right?
Right.
Right. All right. We'll see you Friday.
Friday.
Friday. Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.